Our reading this morning is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 27 to 36. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
Thank you, David. So if you've started attending the church in the last 2 months, you probably have no idea who I am. If you have been here for years, you may have a vague recollection of who I am. I'm actually the pastor here. My name's Andrew. I want to welcome you this morning. Thank you for coming to worship with us. I want to say as well, from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of myself and Dee, thank you for your support. It's so humbling to go through what we've gone through and to know that at no point have we ever been alone. That we have a family here of believers who come from all over the world, who have no connection to us outside of Jesus, but who love us so deeply. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for your texts and your emails. Thank you as well for those of you who gave financially to support us. As I said, it's been so very encouraging and actually so humbling over the past couple of months to know the love poured out on us from this body of believers. Something that I wanted to share with you is every time I told my dad that there were literally hundreds of people around the world praying for him, every single time I told him that, it brought a smile to his face. Even in the last week of his life, when he was in pain and he was suffering, and in the darkest hours of his life, the knowledge that there were believers around the world praying for him brought a smile to his face, and it lifted his soul. And likewise, it lifted us as a family. It lifted my mom and continues to. Never underestimate the power of prayer. It's so, so very powerful, and it's especially powerful in times of suffering like this. So thank you. As I said, you might not recognize me. I have had a change in hairstyle as well. That's what happens when our wives are away and Jake and I spend time together. I got a haircut and Jake grew a beard, so. So along with praying for me and my family through this time, as some of you may know, I fell off my bicycle a few weeks ago. It was a freak accident, not a lack of skill. I just want to make that clear. Well, and I hit my head quite hard, and I have been suffering with the effects of concussion since then. And so thank you for your prayers for that too, and I thank you for your continued prayers. And so as I've been going through that, I've struggled to concentrate, which means it's been hard to work. And I'm at the moment, I'm able to do a couple of hours, and then I start to get extremely tired and I start to get headaches and whatnot. And so as a result, I've actually not managed to prepare and finish a sermon for today. And so we decided we'd get a guest preacher in. So because we couldn't actually get hold of this gentleman, because we couldn't afford his flights and his hotel and whatnot, we just decided we'd get him over video. So our guest preacher today is John Piper. You may have heard of him. Quite honestly, I just want to say, if you are new in our church, we don't typically like to praise God through video, and we certainly don't, it's not usual for us to have a video sermon, so this is not the norm. But at the same time, we can worship God through video, amen? And we can also learn, especially when it's John Piper, through video as well, amen? All right. So we're grateful for technology, and we are also grateful for the message that God has for us today, and it's coming to us through video from John Piper.